This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. And right now we turn to Denver, Colorado, and its ballot initiative that we'll turn now to Denver, Colorado, and its ballot initiative that will decide whether the circus will come to town with or without its animals. If 15-year-old animal lover Heather Herman has her way, the city of Denver may become the first major U.S. city to ban exotic animal acts. She was the drive behind Denver's ballot initiative 100, which seeks cruelty-free circuses. The people of Denver will make the final decision when they vote on the initiative tomorrow. If voters approve the measure, Denver will join smaller communities like Boulder, Colorado, Stamford, Connecticut, Hollywood, Florida, and Pasadena, California. They already prohibit wild or exotic animal displays. Join the conversation. What do you think of a circus without the animals? Our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. The email address is TOTN@npr.org. Heather Mahoney is a committee member of Denver for Cruelty-Free Circuses, a group that's leading the initiative. She speaks with us now from Denver, Colorado. Thanks for joining us today, Heather.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I understand you were down at City Hall there in Denver at a rally earlier today?
Yes, we sure were.
How many people were there with you?
Oh, well, supporters, we had probably about 30 to 40.
And any opponents?
Yes, there were opponents, and they were kind of encroaching our territory. It was a rally that we had planned, and they heard about it. But that's okay, because traffic going by certainly supported us with waves and honks and loved our message of yes for the animals.
I should point out that though your name is Heather, you are not the Heather who started this movement.
Correct. I'm an older Heather.
Where is the younger Heather today?
Oh, she's busy getting ready for school.
What can you tell us about her? What inspired her to do this?
As far as I know from talking to her, she learned about the many incidences that have happened with exotic animal circuses from USDA inspection reports and video that she's seen of training methods. And there's also tyke that rampaged down in Honolulu in 94. And saw that video. That was very upsetting for a lot of people, actually. And when she learned about tyke and all these other incidences of abuse and death to these circus animals, she wanted to get involved and do something that would really make a difference to help these animals.
As you know, there are a lot of people who would say that they were inspired, delighted, astonished, amazed, and enlightened by the animals they saw at the circus.
Well, I can understand having a love for the exotic animals, just like I do. I mean, I think they're great and marvelous, and I like to see them up close whenever I have a chance. But that's why I go to the Denver Zoo, where I can see them in a natural setting and really learn about who they are, instead of seeing them forced to stand on their head, tigers forced to jump through hoops of fire. And then the most important thing, too, is that there's a lot of things that go on behind the circus every day. You know, besides the 1 hour that people are at the show, you don't realize elephants spend up to 22 hours in chains. They travel across the country in boxcars, train boxcars, in trucks. And tigers are always in the cage, except for the showtime. Hmm. And also there were some major incidences with animals in circuses, both Ringling Brothers, just in the past few weeks here. On July 14th, a two-year-old lion named Clyde died in a sweltering hot train car as they were crossing the Mojave Desert. The lion handler requested to circus officials for them to stop the train so that he could water these animals. They were panting and visibly suffering, and he was refused by the circus officials. They said they had to hurry and get to their stop, that they were not going to stop to help these animals. So,
are you at all concerned that if this measure passes, that the next ballot measure will ban animals like this from the Denver Zoo?
No, I'm not, because there's a huge difference between a life for an elephant or a tiger or a lion in a zoo as compared to life in a circus. Mm-hmm. Elephants aren't in chains at the zoo. Tigers are not in tiny cages. They have access to outdoor areas. They get to stand on dirt. Elephants in the circus usually are standing on concrete. A lot of circuses, smaller circuses, in fact, rent animals out So they're basically in like a warehouse situation most of the year when they're not being shipped off to perform in a circus for someone that hires them.
Let's get a listener involved in the conversation. Jennifer is on the line with us from Ephrata, Washington.
Hello.
Jennifer, you're on the air.
Okay. I just think this whole thing is really ridiculous because they have such strict regulations as to how they take care of their animals. There are, I don't know what you want to call them, people that come around from town that do nothing but supervise and make sure no one is being cruel to an animal.
I can't help but hear that sound behind you, Jennifer. Are those monkeys?
No, they're birds.
They're birds, okay.
I'm sorry. Yep, my little lovebird there.
Okay.
I was trying to stay away from my radio.
Oh, that's quite all right. Do you have experience with circuses?
Yes, I do. I lived with one for about 10 years, and there's just no way. They're cruel. I mean, they feed them well. They get their exercise, and it just frustrates me when people come up and say these things.
Okay, thank you for the call. Heather, I know you disagree.
Yeah, if I can address that, so that everybody knows, there are only 100 USDA inspectors that oversee a total of 12,000 facilities in the U.S. That includes circuses and zoos and puppy mills and all kinds of situations with animals. And there's no way that these mere 100 USDA inspectors can constantly monitor these 12,000 facilities and all the circuses that are going on across the country. And most times, especially with Ringling Brothers, they do know ahead of time when they are going to be showing up. In fact, Tom Ryder, who is a former employee, he let us know about when he was with the circus. They knew a whole week ahead of time when they were going to Las Vegas that inspectors would meet them there.
Okay. Heather Mahoney, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Heather Mahoney, committee member, Denver for Cruelty-Free Circuses, a group that's heading an initiative to ban exotic animal acts in Denver, joined us on the phone from Denver. With us now is Tom Albert, vice president of government affairs for Feld Entertainment, the parent company of Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus. He joins us from Keep the Circus in Denver campaign offices in Denver. And thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you.
Obviously, you were fighting against this initiative. What do you think of what 15-year-old Heather Herman and our other guest, our other Heather, are trying to do?
Well, all I can say, Neil, is that the animals at Ringling Brothers are amongst the best cared for, the most well cared for animals that you will find anywhere. And the caller that phoned in a few minutes ago is absolutely right. There is a structure of federal and state regulations in place, both USDA, state, and in many cases local inspectors who come to see our animals. It's absolutely not true that we get advance notice of USDA inspections.
Well, the USDA is now investigating what Heather referred to, the recent death of the Clyde Ringling Brothers at Barnum & Bailey Circus's 2-year-old lion on that train in the Mojave Desert.
Yes, that's correct. We've been notified and that USDA is doing an investigation of that. And in fact, that just reaffirms what we've said from the beginning about this initiative, is that that's what USDA is supposed to do. They're doing their job. They're there. The Animal Welfare Act is in place, and the regulations under that, and the inspections and the other procedures under that act. And that's what's coming into play in this instance. And that's what they're supposed to do. And that's why we don't understand why anyone would feel that there's a need to do any kind of a ban when you already have this very thorough, not just federal, but state and local regulatory structure in place.
We mentioned there were a few smaller communities that already have bans on these kinds of...
Most of those are communities where circuses, certainly not Ringling Brothers circuses, ever play. So,
but obviously you would fear that if Denver votes against your interests tomorrow, this could start a trend.
Well, I have to say, Neil, I mean, we're very confident. I mean, we've gotten so much support here from the local community. We're the Keep the Circus in Denver campaign committee is not Ringling Brothers. It is local interest. It is the Western Stock Show. It is the Denver Zoo. It is the Downtown Denver Economic Partnership. It's the Chamber of Commerce and local community groups. it's the entire city council of Denver, something that, you know, there are very few city councils where you ever get unanimous votes on any issue. And in Denver, the entire city council vote in favor of a resolution opposing this ban and encouraging the voters of Denver to vote no on Initiative 100.
Initiative 100 is on Denver's ballots tomorrow. Tom Albert, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Tom Albert, Vice President of Government Affairs for Feld Entertainment, the parent company of Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus. He joined us from Keep the Circus in Denver campaign offices in Denver, Colorado. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.